Hey everybody, I'm Nolan.
And I'm Chris.
And together we are From the Straight. We are the Music Jerks. We're coming at you with another podcast.
It's been a while.
It's really...
Quote stained.
We really Aaron Lewis this shit.
Yeah. No way. No. Let's not Aaron Lewis anything else, please.
That's apostrophe D, that. Stained.
Stained. Duh.
You know?
It's like puddle. We already went off topic. Look at us go.
Puddle of mud.
I just said pubble. Pubble of mud.
Pubble of mud.
We're coming strong with this one.
It's all right. So I think this is a... We're going to call this like a bridge gap podcast because we're going to try and get some guests next time. We have lots of guests lined up. We have lots of guests lined up. We just have to figure out how to do the technology part of the
Well, it's the technology. It's the schedules. I mean, when you're dealing with rock stars, you know, you gotta deal with their crazy schedules.
Rock stars, eh?
Damn rock stars.
Always wanting more.
And how?
Yeah. Anyway, for those of you who don't know the podcast, we jib-jab, we shoot the shit about music. Mm-hmm. We also tend to imbibe in some adult beverages.
Adult beverages of the craft beer variety. And we're going back to a local brewery this time, I believe. But bartender.
Yes.
What are we drinking this time?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
I know.
We have got... some offerings from, I believe it is Niagara's newest brewery, actually.
It is the newest on Niagara.
Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Newark. Is it typically in Beamsville? Like off
it says Niagara the Lake, but I think it's just outside of Beamsville.
Where does it say Niagara?
It's a very, like, unassuming, right on the label. It's like a really...
That's weird. Oh, yeah, I think maybe it
that one says Niagara
was.
Lake, and this one says Niagara, so...
Hey. They're everywhere is what they're trying to say.
That's it.
Yeah.
From Newark.
Newark.
So Newark Brewing Company, or co.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to imply that it's company. It could be coalition. I don't really know. Anyway, we went there
it
just
was
after they opened, I guess.
Two
yeah,
ago. Yeah,
we met up
to get some beers, and we met up with the one and the only
Mr. Matty Leon.
Yeah, we had a beer with Matty.
We had a we actually got a sneak preview of the single that is now out.
Yeah, it's out.
But
now.
Of acoustic guitars, which you should definitely check out. It's fantastic, and it'll get you grooving, get your booty shaking.
That's right.
And,
so.
Yeah.
This is to now promote Newark and Maddie and good beers and good music. So, oh yeah, I guess I should open this. Oh yeah,
what
here.
Are you drinking?
I am off the game today because my brain's not working. It's summer, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't yell at us.
Beer cozies. If you want any of our beer cozies for music jerks and beer jerks and whatever jerk you are, $5 website.
Can I have one? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Beautiful.
I told you I'm slow today. I'm slow moving.
What do you got? I got the
slow thinking.
The double.
You got a double, and I got a dunkle. Double and a dunkle, and a dunkle and a double. Do you think people just love?
Yeah, our fucking our improv, our ad libbing is just great.
This is literally what it's like to live with us.
Cheers.
With less made up words.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Well, that is good.
It's not the oh yeah, I think though. What is the isn't it? Huh yeah.
They have a beer called Huh Yeah. That's like a,
it's like a Hits
collaboration
up.
With Hits FM.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything about it. It's just a little light for our tastes.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I'm sure it's a great summer drink.
It's a good pounding drink if you want to get fucking lit and listen to your Hits FM.
Yeah. But the other ones that we've had, because I think when we were there, we tried a few different ones. Then we brought home. We brought home a bunch and we drank the other ones. This is what we have left, but these are delicious. This is a really good dunkle, and I like a dunkle, and I like a double, and I like a whatever. They've got great flavor for, and apparently their food is really good too.
Yeah, good grub.
They got schnitzel and some other stuff.
It smelled delicious when we were in there. Yeah, I mean until I went in and stank it up.
Yeah, you always ruin things that way.
That's true. That's why we can't have nice things.
I guess we might as well go forth with the music side of things. So. This month's topic, but
basically
this year's topic,
this quarter,
for this podcast is about how you find new music, because things have changed so much since, you know, we were growing up. So, it's months ago now that we asked our followers, and I think I asked on Facebook, and I realized I don't have my laptop here, so that sucks. Just wondering how everybody finds new music, and like, a lot of us find music the same way, but there are, you know, everyone's got their own.
First
ways.
Of all, I would also like to just impart the importance of finding new music.
Yes.
I have far too many friends that
Don't.
Yeah. And I mean, not, you know, music. All, music is good from the past, but like, I shouldn't, you know, getting into your car and like you're still pulling out like a fucking Godsmack CD. You know what I mean? See, nothing against Godsmack, but I mean, it's been in there since like, you know, the early aughts.
I still listen to everything I used to listen to. I just like adding new songs, new artists to my
repertoire. I just mean, you know, that doesn't have to be the only thing in your CD player constantly going.
Yeah, it's good and to I mean, be open if you have to a CD discovering player, new music.
Good on you.
I think that's the real point. Be open to finding songs. Because it is true, there are some people that are like, well, no, I like what I like.
Music stopped being good after 1994.
You just stopped looking. Like, if you're only hearing whatever's on popular radio, then yeah, you're probably not going to find anything that's going to blow your socks back. Off. Whoa.
Oh.
Blowing your socks off, blowing hair your back. Hair back. What kind of bands are we talking
blowing
about?
Blowing out your ass. All right.
Exactly.
Anyway, classy, Chris, classy. How do you discover new music?
Thanks for asking. Well, I mean, obviously, pretty much everyone... I'm going to keep clearing my throat again. Damn it. A lot of people say Spotify recommendations, and you know, it's always good when you're listening to an album on Spotify and then it keeps going with other things that are similar and you're like, wait, what is this? Like, I know when that happens. For example, my sister and my brother-in-law were over on Saturday for a little pool time and I had put on the Crosses album, Love Crosses, and then just let it go and it played all sorts of different bands and stuff and a lot of things that were familiar to me, familiar to them, but then new things were like, oh, who is this? So I had to keep looking like, oh yeah, forgot about that band. That's a great band. Oh yeah, these guys sound great. Who's this? You know? And that's a great way to find music that is similar to your interests that maybe you don't know yet. So that's always good. Yeah. For me personally, because I run the day-to-day at From the Straight, a lot of my day is spent listening to new submissions from bands and artists, and we get a lot.
Not all good. Not all bad.
Some days are very, very, very bad.
Yes.
Some days we get a lot of bad songs, and whoever's watching this, I'm not talking about you. But so I find that I don't have as much time to listen to my own stuff. Like sometimes on dog walks, that's my time to try to listen to something, and when that happens, usually I do go back to my familiar albums because it's like, I haven't heard anything familiar to me in, you know, 3 days. I need to listen to a Deftones album or something. But that said, the submissions and everything also are a reason that I find a lot of great new music, especially in Ontario. There's a lot of great Ontario bands that are sort of on the cusp of breaking it big, like your Excuses and Drop Top Alibi and I'm going to forget a lot. There's a lot. Go to our website. There's
bands
a lot.
Bands that need your goddamn ears.
Yeah, and that are big in like little pockets and that are, there's like, they're getting big and they could get very big and that some people just maybe haven't heard of, especially around here. So that, finding those bands and then being like, oh shit, this is a great band. I think I told a band the other day that I think I told them they're my new favorite band because they're a lot like a bit of a heavier Kills kind of sound. And I was like, holy shit, you're like Alison Mosshart and it. That is always a great way to find a new band. Yeah, I'll tell you about them later. Okay. I can't remember right now.
that's makes sense. I'm thinking of it as
a good and bad. Yeah.
I'm thinking of it as like a musician a thing too, where you're just saying to how like some are just on the cusp of things. Like I remember when we did my band, The Weather Wild. We did a show and we ended up playing with
Hello Archie or Archie?
No.
Drifter.
Nope.
Maddie Leon.
It's that same show. It'll come to me.
So it's a band that didn't get big?
No, remember it's Nick. Nick who did
video. Oh my god. Midnight
Vespa.
Vesta.
Sorry, guys. I mean, I don't even know if they're still a band, to be honest. But the cool thing about that was
they were great.
Yeah, the thing that we sold out, like we played with them a double header kind of thing, a back to back, where we traded with them, where we brought them to St. Catharines, and then they played to like a sold out show at the Warehouse, and then conversely, we then the next night went to the Dakota and we played a sold out show with them. So it was kind of like where you're like, you know what, you know, we get a good crowd here. Why don't you come here and introduce yourself to our fans, and then likewise,
vice versa.
Yeah,
that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, bands helping bands is really how a lot of bands get bigger. That's how you find audiences when you're, you know. So bands should support bands. Fans should support bands. Bands should support fans. And fans should support fans?
Yeah.
And we everybody support them all.
And everybody should support us.
Yeah. That was actually, so I will say that one of the best answers, the right answer that a lot of people gave when I asked, because probably they were just trying to be nice to me, they said that they find new music through From the Straight. And that's correct. You should, well, because...
Well, I mean, even just like...
I wouldn't post it if it's bad.
Yeah. To get... Like, the genesis of the website and the PR and stuff like that is all, like, it's all in kind of in, for the love of music, right? And then and we sharing music and stuff like that. And I know we originally started it, like, with a more of a Niagara-centric idea bands we wanted to showcase, bands from our local area.
Niagara, but then it turned into bands that Niagara fans should know. But
It just got bigger and bigger and kind of steamrolled. Yeah. So
now it's just whatever
we want. We still do a lot of Niagara bands too, but it's, you know, we're worldwide, baby.
Worldwide. We're Mr. and Mrs. Worldwide. That's right. You, Pitbull.
Fuck you, Pitbull.
Pitbull.
See? what? Also, quick little shout out. Good job on putting Steph in the every podcast so far, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Did anybody catch that? I did mention my sister again in a podcast. What is this, number 8?
I think so, yeah.
I don't even, I think she does listen, so. I'm just going to make like a compilation of every time I've mentioned my sister on the podcast. Who else do we always mention?
Skid Row.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Skid Row.
Incidentally, and I mean, even if, there you go. There's another way you can discover new music or at least stick with the band. The new Skid Row singer is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the two singles they put out are really great.
So. And I didn't think I would say that.
Yeah, they're fucking great. And I think, and like much better than anything Sebastian Bach has put out solo since he was Sebastian Bach solo.
I can't remember one Sebastian Bach solo song that I really, really liked, but...
pretty weak sauce. But anyway.
One that's great, but I'm not going to sing it right now because I don't want you to shut this off just yet.
So anyway, discovering music through Spotify's the mighty, mighty fucking algorithm. Mm-hmm. I mean, get used to that word.
All-powerful algorithm.
And it's crazy how that's changed and impacted your life as a consumer.
Well,
But I will say, I think the one of the earliest ones doing that, excuse me, was... I think it was Amazon Music before they actually were like, they weren't packaging music like digitally. It was, you could buy CDs sort of thing. And I remember it was like very much like, All Train. So they actually introduced me to probably my favorite band. But so I was listening to, I was listening to like checking out Damien Rice's stuff. Yeah. Okay. So I was searching to buy a Damien Rice CD because you couldn't get it anywhere from my local town. So I had to order it off Amazon. And it said, if you like Damien Rice, you might like. And it had like a list of a couple bands. Like, I think it was like Finn Reagan and stuff like that. And I checked that out. And the one that like really punched me in the gut was The Frames, which is a band from Ireland, which I'm sure I've mentioned them before.
Ding,
but
ding, ding.
But and then from there, they've like... they've split off to Glenn Hansard's solo record and the Swell Season solo record, which is great. But I think they're one of the original ones. Also, while it's just in my mind, I usually have notes and I didn't write this one down, but what was the, not LimeWire, I think there was another one that was
RDO.
Like, no, there was another file sharing one. It was kind of like LimeWire, but it was like you could go in if you found like somebody who had a full record you were trying to download.
Yeah.
You could go in and see all of their music, and it was like the fucking greatest because you'd sometimes hit the jackpot on
The one that the Metallica went after.
Napster. Similar, but it was after Napster.
After Napster, before LimeWire.
No, it was probably after LimeWire too. But either way, you'd like go in and you'd see like, oh my god, these guys have got like this every record that I've ever wanted, and I'm just gonna download that and steal that whole thing.
And it only took 3 days.
That's it. Yeah. But anyway, I'd find a lot of bands that way. And
a lot of hard to find records. Even further than that, I mean, the original way to find new music, other than radio, obviously, was remember when music channels, in our case, Much Music. Actually played music.
Yeah, man.
And Video Flow was like 8 hours of just videos, and you'd watch that. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was coming on. It was very random, and it'd be like, oh, this video. Like, you knew everything that was out, whether you liked it or not, because you sat and watched videos all day. Or you'd watch, like, The Wedge. Pepsi Power Hour, Pepsi Power 30, a little Teresa Roncon.
I still remember the Hostess... it was the Hostess show... hostess presented, and it was like Steve
Anthony
yep. did the new, like, fresh, it was fresh yep. videos yep. of yep. like on Friday or something like yeah. that. It was like brand new videos that came out of a half hour.
And loud.
And they'd even tease that shit. They'd be Strombo like, you'll see the new video from Faith No More.
Yeah, at the and end even of the if, broadcast. If they would tease it, then you'd watch through every video to yeah. see a new video. Like, it was a whole different way of consuming music, and I really do miss that. Even I remember being very, very young, and again, my sister. When I was too young to really care about the videos, and I couldn't understand how she could watch it for hours and hours and hours until then I was doing it. And, like, I don't know, it was a whole different time, but...
Different times.
It was different times, but that's how you would discover a lot of new music, because you'd see the video, and if it was interesting enough, you'd be like, hey, maybe the song is cool, maybe I'll get into this band. And that's how singles came out, and everything was just...
Another good one, I mean, this is totally just, I want to say... locally or regionally or whatever, but I remember Music Notes at Six
with Music Notes at
Iron
Six.
Mike Benson yep. and Christy Knight.
Yep,
shout out to Christy Knight. Rest in peace,
yep.
Iron Mike. Yep. But they would play like new rock tunes and you'd play yeah. some trivia and shit like that. Strombo had a great
choice.
Strombo used to be really great at like introducing new tunes on his yep. show. I'm sure he still is, but
yeah,
but when he was on The Edge, he'd do like a late night show.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of punk and stuff like
he's
that.
He's had a few different iterations of stuff, even him on Loud, like the
yeah.
the Much Music.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
Always good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, man, lots of, and then, I think so aside from the Mighty Algorithm, which is, for me, it's fantastic because I do
difficult
like I do
wonderful.
Like that it just builds you a playlist and you're like
yeah.
and you're like
yeah.
all right, I'm gonna hit play and this
oh,
is probably
like
gonna
this?
Be fucking good, so
cool. Okay.
Works for me.
Yeah.
One of the ways I discover new music, which I think we're both pretty religious about, is like go see the opening band for
opening
a band
bands.
You're going
oh,
to see.
Oh yes, I can't stress
oh,
that enough,
because
some of the best it's especially interesting, I guess, when you're going to see the headliner, but you happen to see the openers as well. And sometimes the opener will just blow the headliner out of the water, and
yep.
you're like, holy shit, I must be a fan of this band. And that's happened so many times that we're just like on our phones, like, we got to find this band. And then that's who we're listening to on the way home.
Yep.
You know, we're automatic fans. And some bands are just so fantastic live that you just automatically fall in love with them. Even if you've heard their songs, like, I was thinking about that today, how there's some bands that maybe you don't really listen to because their stuff doesn't translate as well on the recorded stuff, but they're just amazing live, and you'll never miss them live. And then some bands are the opposite, where live is kind of meh, but you'll listen to them a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not, there are some bands that don't translate well for both, but
yeah.
they're great at one or the other.
I want a live band that's like just different enough than the record that I didn't have
yeah.
to stay at home and listen to the record, by the
yeah,
way.
You don't want perfection. Like, I want a little ad lib. I especially like I think it's well, who we've talked about before, Honest Heart. I find their live show to be much more of a rock show than I expect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they punch it up quite a bit, and there's a lot more like rock energy than you'd expect from what you're listening to,
mm-hmm.
which I really appreciate. I really like that a
yeah.
lot. Because I like both sides of it. They're great on both, but their live show is like...
Yeah. Yeah. There,
you feel like you're at a heavier show than...
Well, they, yeah, they're like, they get you involved in the, like, you're
yeah.
engrossed in the music, and it's
yeah.
great.
And they're just, yeah. Go see Honest Heart.
Shout
I think
out
we've said
to Ryan. Happy birthday, by
happy,
the way.
Oh, that's right.
We're taping this.
Who knows when this will actually be...
Filming this on your birthday, so yeah. Happy belated the birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday.
I'm trying to think of, like, some other ones. So go see the opening act.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, I don't like going to... You wouldn't catch me dead at, like, a Lollapalooza or... Coachella or anything like that now, but
not anymore.
Back
in the day,
if we were to go back in the day, CMW is like
mm-hmm.
great Canadian
yep.
Music Week. For those of you that are listening to in Canada or
that's
Ontario,
true. We
have
a lot of people in the States and England.
True,
and
there's also Indie Week. There's like North By in the States and stuff like that, but
South By,
yeah,
is there an East By and a West By?
Probably,
let me tell you,
bye. Hey, bye.
There
definitely
should be an
East
Coast
By, yeah.
Oh, God, we need to move out east and start an East Bay.
Let's do it.
As the bay that sails the boat.
That's right. Anyway, some of the best acts that I've seen have been, like, literally where there was nobody at a showcase kind of thing. It sounds awful, but they've gone... Like, I'll give you a good example of bands that have gone on to do better things, but I remember seeing one night at the Horseshoe was, like... the one of the Strombella's first shows, and I remember looking at my friend Megan and being like, Megan?
Megan? You better hope she's not
listening. She won't listen. She ain't listening. But being like, the first chord I think that they played, I don't even remember what song it was now, but I was like, these guys are going to be huge. You just, like, you could feel it in the room, and there was nobody there. But, like, you just got the sense of, like, whoa, these guys are out into something else. Similarly, I think the Zolas I saw at the same CMW, Ben Kaplan. Mm-hmm. Man, I think Teenage Kicks actually played that. Savages. Anyway.
Good times.
Yeah, good. Festivals, but just random, like, shows like that where, you know, they're pretty good at building a good festival. Mm-hmm. Showcase, I guess. I don't want to say festival.
Yeah, they're showcases.
And I mean, even further back than that, in our area, another again, regional, would be Scene.
I miss the old
which later became Scene Fest, which Scene I didn't Fest. Really care for, but originally it was Scene.
There was just so
so many good bands. It was like a thing where you'd have like, I think you'd have like 10 different venues, and you'd have bands like the entire day, and you could travel between the venues with a wristband, and you get a CD and shit like that. And that was just a cool thing.
It was a great way to discover new bands and see, like, well, I mean, everybody would go see their friends and their bands because it was pretty local. And, there's a weird sense of community back then that we don't have anymore.
Sure isn't the same anymore.
I miss the old Niagara that way, I suppose. But, yeah, that was...
They say there's a lot of community in the local scene.
Oh, that's a different podcast.
Yeah, that's another podcast. Definitely is not.
We'll get there one day and lose all of our listeners because we're assholes. But you already knew that.
Another one I think...
We're just reminiscing a whole lot.
That's it, yeah.
We're old people. Like, we're very much like get off my lawn.
We're a real fucking nostalgia act over here. But then I guess, then converse to that, the other way that I think that I discovered new music, which is maybe just a weird thing that I have because I love music so much, but I'm very like on top of bands that change. I guess, kind of like, even just change their name or become like a different entity.
Like,
Japanese Girls was Hotel Mira, is now Hotel Mira, which is a fantastic band, by the way. Shout out
Hotel Mira.
What's
up, Charlie?
Man, even the growth of like, man, I think originally it was like Cain and Abel, which then became like Teenage Kicks, which then kind of split off into, there's Van Helvoort, which was a great record that Pete and Jeff did with their dad. Really, really good stuff. Pete put out a solo record, and then Jeff put out a great band called Secret Satanist, which a lot of people actually I don't think they ever noticed this yet, but...
I think people are like, are you Satanists? Yes, yeah, but it's a secret so Satanist. Shut the hell up. Also Bowie is.
So Secret Satanist. And then now, I think Pete has got Darling Congress, and then Jeff has got a band called Mr. Rabbit, both playing at the Horseshoe August 25th, something in that area. You can look it up. You can check it out.
Darling Congress, Mr. Rabbit. I was going to say Hello Rabbit, and I don't know why. Mr. Rabbit,
Horseshoe. And then, like, I wrote a couple down, like Ascot Royals, had become Kadima, and then... now the lead singer is part of the Strombellas, vocalist.
That's right.
Within the Strombellas is Daryl's other band, Close Kicks.
Close Kicks. You know we're fans of Close Kicks. We know we love Daryl. Check out his new song.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like even just like, I don't know, bands that were before they broke, I guess, like Topanga was a great band who is now otherwise known as Pup.
That's how I say Pup now. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
I think they do too. Yeah. They wouldn't find it annoying at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I like figuring out when I find music that I like, I usually tend to like
stick with it,
study it, I guess, a little more, and even find out like.
Well, you pay attention.
It's kind of like something, you know. Damon Albarn, right, is like in Blur, and then did the Good, the Bad, and the Queen record, and then Gorillaz, and you know, like I don't know. I'm all over that. The Soul Asylum guy who did Scarlet Goodbye, I think that's his new record.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. Yeah, we did a thing with Scarlet Goodbye. Yeah,
just cool-ass shit like
just
that.
Cool-ass shit. It's,
I'm a nerd, and I like to follow music.
That's total music nerdery at its best, is like paying attention to like side projects, new projects, old projects, knowing the names of these people. And my old brain can't always...
Attack and Black, Spencer Burton, Dan Romano, Ian Kehoe.
Yeah, you can't... That's a, yeah.
There's just so much.
You can make
there,
like family trees of this shit, and it's really interesting and cool. Actually, that's what we should come up with. That's we our should. New idea. We're just going to come up with family band trees.
Yeah.
Who they became, where they started from.
That works.
How it grew.
I think one of the cool things, just totally just rambling, but one of the cool things I do really like about the website and stuff like that is literally finding new bands that you really like. Like I think we both, but I fucking love Death Waits, which is a band from Toronto.
Death Waits is great.
and their music is just great, and I can't wait to see more from them.
I like their social media posts because they have humor.
That's right.
I don't know. We like them. We just like them. And that's okay.
I don't know.
That's reason enough for you to listen to Death Waits, because we like them.
That's right.
And we like you.
That's right. I mean, some of you.
But that actually brings me to another thing that a lot of people said, how they find new music is recommendations from friends.
Right.
Which I feel like, for me, I know that I've always recommended music through... What am I doing here? Am I Italian? I'm doing the Italian hand thing for those aren't watching. Yeah. But... I know that through my life, I have always recommended music to friends and some who have listened to me and some who just don't give a shit. But where was I going with that? It's something that I think you were talking about where we're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll add that to my list. But you don't. When you're like, oh, I've been meaning to listen to that band. And then you don't.
I literally do, though, in my
phone have a list of like, oh, yeah, I should be listening to I should check this album out. And I forgot about this. Because I'm so behind on a lot of things that I mean to listen to because of the wonderfulness that is From the Straight. But also, speaking of From the Straight, because we do PR, I will say that all of the bands that we've worked with, whether I knew them beforehand or not, I think that like every single one of the songs that we've done PR for has been firmly just stuck in my head, and like there's some great artists and great bands that we've worked with, and that's been a really kick-ass way to really get into a band, because I kind of immerse myself in all things that artist does because that's my job. Mm-hmm. So that's been a good way to become a fan of them, and we've had a lot of Niagara clients, and that's it. Some because of our Niagara clients, it's also gotten me I've sort of discovered other Niagara artists that maybe I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because as much as we try to make sure we're on top of everything, especially local, there's just so many that we didn't even know. And there's so many that you guys don't know.
And there's so many that don't, they're like, well, if I could plug ourselves, there's a lot of people that don't use PR and they don't put themselves out there. So you don't even know about them. So you're kind of like, I think it's like, dumb luck, some of the Niagara bands that we've discovered. It's like, oh, who the fuck is this? This is really good. Yeah. Like,
well, I always equate it to, you know, you're making music. Your thing is music. A lot of, like when I was doing social media for businesses and when I'm doing PR for bands, it's like, that's not what you do. You don't, this isn't what you do. You don't do PR. You don't do marketing. That's not your thing. You make music. You are a musician. You need someone else to handle that stuff.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Just like when I need, I don't know, when we need someone to fix something in our house because we sure as shit don't know how to do it.
No. What are you talking about? I'm super handy now. One more thing. So yes. Shazam. That's a great way to discover music. Mm-hmm. To hear something on a TV show, which happens
all the time. It's the greatest invention ever. I fully believe that.
Like, it's like...
how does it do it? How does it know?
Right?
It knows everything.
Just good. A quick peek. The last thing I Shazammed was Chicago. 25 or 64.
I know we were listening to that, but didn't... Oh, that's right, because... Yeah, okay.
Mavis Staples, Wolf Mother.
Yep.
I knew Wolf Mother, but I didn't know that song was them.
The last one that Reverend I did, Run. Weirdly, was... Because every time I hear that one TV on the radio song, is it called Wolf or Wolf Like Me?
Yep.
It came on a TV show that I was looking at. I'm like, ah, I know that I know this song, and I know who sings it, and I was actually pissed at myself as I was Shazamming it, because I'm like, I know it, I know that I'm going to get mad as soon as the answer comes up, and it was TV on the radio, but... That's one of the main reasons that I use Shazam to find out who is singing the song that I already know because my brain is failing me. But every once in a while, it's like, oh, you know what? Especially if it's a theme song. There's a show that I was watching. I can't remember what it's called now. After Party. Song. But anyway, it was a show I was watching, and the theme song is actually by Purity Ring.
Oh.
And it was getting stuck.
Purity Ring or Purity Ring?
Well, purity is a word.
I know.
Why would it be pretty?
I don't know.
Are they?
Maybe they pronounce artsy? It weirdly. I don't know.
I've never asked them. I didn't even know they were Canadian, but now I know, and now we're best friends.
Get at us, Purity Ring.
Purity Ring. Anyways, that song got stuck in my head, and it Obadir, and it's
yeah. Speaking of songs that get stuck in my head,
what?
The Peacekeeper one, or Peace is Peacekeeper? Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Peacemaker. I always want to call it Pacemaker.
Peacemaker? Do you wanna? Do you wanna? Do you wanna?
Yeah. That's a great. Yeah.
Do you want to taste Wigwam?
Again, we've already talked about.
Wigwam. I shazammed it anyway.
We've already talked about Pacemaker on Pacemaker on here. Because if you like 80s hair bands, as we've talked about before, you have to watch Peacemaker and learn the dance from the beginning. And the I do it, and I don't do it right, but I need to learn it properly because.
All right.
I think
we got to wrap this shit up. We just start reminiscing.
We got puppies to pet and songs to discover,
beers to drink,
share with you music on fromthestraight.com.
That's right.
Should start putting the. I do it wrong. I don't.
You should check out. Yeah, check out. If you're the Spotify type, then definitely check out some of our playlists.
Because especially the Kitchen Sink.
Yeah, the Kitchen Sink is great on your radar. There's just so many good stuff.
Well, we have a few that are specifically genre'd, and then some that are genreless. So we got big indie if you like indie music. We got mellow out if you like mellow stuff. We got popped if you like pop. Yeah. We got blown speakers if you like heavier shit. We got Kitchen Sink, which is everything but the Kitchen Sink.
I mean, it sounds like we're plugging, but we're not. It generally is if you are looking for good music, new music, check it out.
That's well, literally, if you're looking for good music or new music. Unique New York. Go to the site, because we're always posting new bands, and our 8-tracks every week or two always has the newest shiz, as I think the kids say.
They do.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
No cap.
No cap.
Bussin'.
I hate this crap.
Bussin'!
Nope, I'm too
for
old.
Real.
All Our right. dog is judging you, so we need to leave.
All right, Gus don't like for real, for real. All right, that's all we got for
That's all we got. Hopefully we have guests next time, and if we don't, whatever.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers. Let's go!